This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Before the civil war in Syria, it was a popular destination for foreigners. Sightseeing, sure, but also a hub for people wanting to learn Arabic, one of the fastest growing languages in the world. While Syria is no longer a popular place to visit for learning Arabic, a new startup is trying to keep the conversation going and give jobs to Syrian refugees. Marketplace's Rima Krais has the story.
About once a week, Kelsey Norman fires up Skype on her laptop and dials Asala Razouk, a Syrian refugee living in the mountains of Lebanon.
Hello.
Ahem.
They talk about the weather, weekend plans, the trash piling up in Lebanon, all in Arabic. Razouk listens carefully to Norman's pronunciation and grammar, ready to give feedback. The two met through a startup called Netakallam. It pairs Syrian refugees with people who want to practice their Arabic. When Norman first heard about the service, she thought,
okay, great, this is a way for me to continue speaking with someone. I should get some lessons in.
Norman lives in Los Angeles and is a PhD student studying migration.
I spent a lot of time in the past 2 years interviewing refugees and migrants, and I know how difficult it is to find work.
She pays $15 an hour to chat in Arabic with Razouk and has done more than 20 sessions. So, any improvement?
I hope so. She'd be a better judge of that than me.
Yes, she is better.
Razouk fled Syria a couple of years ago, leaving behind her family and friends.
Everything in Syria, I miss it.
She misses her students and teaching middle school. She also has a degree in economics, but her resume doesn't really amount to much in Lebanon. Locking down a job is difficult.
Very difficult. I don't have any work before Netakallam because I am Syrian.
Now, she makes about $400 a month.
We clearly know that there's an impact. We have Syrians who are making a full-time salary or two or three times the minimum wage in places like Lebanon and Egypt.
Aline Sarah co-founded Netakallam last year after finishing graduate school. She's Lebanese-American and wanted to brush up on her own Arabic.
My grandma would tease me and say, you've been studying Arabic for so many years and you still speak with a broken accent.
But perfecting her accent is nothing compared to launching a business. She's had to battle stereotypes about Syrian refugees, deal with unpredictable internet and electricity in foreign countries, and, of course, raise money. Sarah says Netakallam has signed up roughly 30 Syrians around the world to work with dozens of students.
It's not us helping them because they're desperate refugees. It's us leveraging everything they have to offer.
Next, Sarah says she'll focus on building the startup on college campuses. Already, a couple of schools have signed on to pair their students with Netakallam's Syrian conversation partners. I'm Rima Krais for Marketplace.